It is the Friday show. It's a little bit different this week. It's an all-caller special. Neil Atkinson here with you for that, to guide you through slowly but surely. We're obviously going to have the League Cup final. I've got David Mooney and Jordan Jarrett-Bryan to come on that. Also, Paddy Boylan from The Athletic joining us to talk about Everton's issues and questions at the Hill Dickinson Stadium during an otherwise pretty good season at the minute. The Blues sit eighth. Whether we all like it or not, that is the truth of the matter. I've got Gio from Hammers Chat to have a little look at the relegation picture from a West Ham point of view. It's a massive weekend where all of that is concerned, with Nottingham Forest playing Tottenham Hotspur, West Ham, big game going to Villa Park. But there was only one place to start for me. There's all this stuff going on, but what there is the Tyne and Wear derby. There is the northeast clash of the Titans. I've got Steve Goldsmith because I'm a man who's hugely entertained. And as I put to Steve, it would be hysterically funny if Sunderland found a way to win this.
Listen, there's a relegation playoff almost this weekend. There's also an actual cup final. There's a massive game that involves Liverpool, conceivably going to Brighton and Hove Albion, in amongst all of that as well. Everton, obviously, Hill Dickinson up against Chelsea, loads riding on that. But let's be clear, if there was one game that you could be at, which could be enormous entertainment in a number of different ways, it will be this northeast derby. I've got Steve Goldsmith to talk about it with me. I think I struggle to conceive of how funny you are all going to find it if you win this game. I don't think it would be happy if you could bottle the level of happiness that Sunderland supporters would have with all 3 points in this one. It would be hard to put it into words, wouldn't it?
It would, especially the context of the state of the two squads at the moment. I have to say, we would have chatted before the game in can't remember what it was. And you know, I was semi-confident. I would say we were playing well. Everybody's fit and at it, and we just don't look very good at the minute. And I think there's a bit of nervousness going into this one. There's a clear key change in terms of optimism, I think, when it comes to this. You get that a little bit for derbies anyway.